One last segment of Inside High School Sports, and then it's Sal Capaccio. He'll be taking your calls at 11 o'clock right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Feels kind of funny not mentioning Sabres pregame or Sabres game, but it is.
Good riddance.
So it's good good time to take a break. We're talking girls hockey and Chris Malecki, Monsignor Martin, Rick Hopkins, Williamsville team, and Jim Ryan, Amherst / Sweet Home team. All right, guys, this is just open mic time. Let's start shouting out all the players. First of all, some of the top players in the league, if you guys just want to mention players on your team. We'll start with you, Chris.
Oh, great. I was told to mention them all.
Fire away.
No. No, they're listening. But really,
just did.
There's three or four. It'll start with my three captains. My only senior, Tara Barnhart, out of St. Mary's Lancaster, having a great season. And Julia Duquette, who runs my defense, another captain. And the leading scorer of the league last year was Rachel Zaranowski from Holy Angels, another great forward. And these three girls, they pretty much run our team. They run the locker room, and they lead by example. And I'd be in trouble if I didn't mention Rachel Leonard, another girl we picked up, a sophomore out of Nardin, another real good girl that girls look up to, and they're good leaders on our squad.
That helps you, obviously, as you know, as you grow, always having that player for the younger players to look up to.
Absolutely. Out of that group, I only have one senior. All the rest are juniors and sophomores.
You mentioned Tara Barnhart. Doesn't she also play basketball?
She's on the girls' varsity basketball team, too. I don't know how. And she
plays
travel.
Yeah, I was just going to say she doesn't have anything. You know, when does she sleep or do her homework?
I mean, ask Rick because he's taking her down to Jamestown today.
She's probably an honor student, too.
Great kid. I know she's looking at Oswego and Cortland to play hockey, possibly. And she told me she's been accepted to three or four different colleges. Hasn't decided what she's doing, but like Rick and I were talking during the break. Just a pure athlete.
Wow.
Soccer, basketball, hockey. She probably could do anything.
Her brother wasn't too shabby a basketball player either.
No way.
You think,
very
John?
Good.
I remember him. Let's switch gears to Jim. Talk about your squad and start firing away, Coach.
Sure. We have three seniors that represent Amherst High School. Sarah O'Brien, who is an All-Western New York field hockey player who also plays for Rick's travel team. I think probably one of the better female athletes in Western New York. Katie Free, who is a soccer player from Amherst, who's also going to play college soccer at Cortland or Fredonia. And Emily Keeble, who's an outstanding lacrosse player and one of our leaders who plays defense for us. For Sweet Home, some of our better players, we have Caitlin Kester, Madison Cather, some really young kids that are going to be real good in the next couple years, and Julia Mings, who's a seventh grader who I'm hoping is going to be hopefully one of the better girls in our league in a couple years. So we have a great young group of kids, and you know, as all the coaches have mentioned, you know, we're really fortunate that we have kids that are hardworking kids that do really well in school. You know, a lot of the girls practice early in the morning. Our practices a lot of times start at 5:30 or 6.
Oh.
So, you know, the kids work hard in school, and they're great kids, and we're really fortunate to have them as part of our programs.
The dedication is what blows my mind away.
I was just going to say, that's five for you people listening and weren't listening carefully, that's 5:30 or 6 in the morning, not 5:30 or 6 in the evening.
And
yeah, where some kids are just getting up.
And remind you that you're usually at the rink, what, Coach, you have them there about 45 minutes, half hour before to get dressed? And
yeah, not usually in the morning.
Okay.
They're about 15 minutes before they need to be on the ice. But like you know, said, it's a huge commitment for kids, and they're in school in their homerooms for both schools by 7:30. So they get off the ice, get themselves ready for school, and the commitment's pretty extraordinary, and I think that's what makes our league so great, is that parents and kids have really invested in it, and kind of keeps them grounded and humble, and hopefully will grow as large as the Boys Federation has become the last couple years.
Rick, your turn.
All right, well, I'm obviously very blessed to be drawing from three high schools, and that certainly helps our roster. And in a hockey-crazed community like the town of Amherst, the success of the boys' teams, again, has helped the girls. But I got a very good goalie. She's only a sophomore, Teresa Miaski, a great travel resume. And our starting goalie last year was a senior, went down in the last regular season game, Alyssa Molnar, and Teresa had to step in as a freshman and did a great job. And you know, that she's the backbone of our defense, and we have a senior, Julie, at home, just a strong very good athlete, you know, deciding what she wants to do in college, field hockey, lacrosse, or ice hockey. And, you know, my opinion, she could probably do all three of them if she wanted to. And
stinks to be so gifted.
Yeah,
you know?
she's strong. And then our captain, Emily Kessler, another senior from Williamsville North, and she's signing with Mercyhurst on Wednesday for field hockey and lacrosse.
Ooh.
Which I'm sure is disappointing. A lot of collegiate ice hockey coaches would love to have her. With her speed and her leadership, and she centers two freshmen that were actually eighth graders last year on our top line as well. Sarah Skolnick, freshman from Williamsville East, fast, one of the fastest girls on our team, and Jordan Raitzer, another freshman from Williamsville East. So we're young, and have good blend of senior leadership and youth, which helps because you know, the league, we want it to grow and continue the girls coming out, but there's a lot of other talented girls in the league. Kate Miller from Kenmore, outstanding player. I had the opportunity to coach her and travel a few years back, and she was first team All-Western New York last year, as was Aaron Guillen from West Seneca, and Nikki Kirchberger, a senior at West Seneca. Didn't play last year as a junior, but she, I believe, is leading the federation in scoring this year. So there's a lot of talented hockey players, and it's scary that Tara Barnhart's the only senior over there at Monsignor Martin. I was hoping to be a few more seniors
on that
team.
You know, the other thing, too, on that, Rick, though, I mean, we've talked, all three of us, the athletes. I mean, we're just not hockey players. These girls are athletic and almost
exactly.
It's pretty amazing when you know, you come to a practice and they're wearing their soccer sweatpants or softball or basketball. These girls are athletes. They all play multiple sports.
And that, I think, is a problem for you guys, especially because of the fact. Now, you mentioned one, and I think you mentioned one that are going to play. I think you mentioned the one that's going to Mercyhurst. That's going to play
field hockey
and lacrosse. This is the problem with ice hockey. It overlaps the spring sports. It overlaps the fall sports. So, you know, if you're involved with ice hockey, it pretty much restricts you and the others. So that's why it must be hard for you guys to pick up these multi-talented athletes than throwing someone like Tara Barnhart. Good luck, guys. You guys do a great job.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Good luck indeed with the rest of your season and growing the league. If anybody needs to contact you guys, and you know the schools, it's easy to get a hold of. If you're interested in playing in the future, I'm sure these coaches would love to talk to you. Thank you, Matt Collar. Check us out on Facebook. Sal Capaccio's coming up next. WGR Sports Radio 550.